So we're live. We are live.
We are live.
Welcome.
Yay.
Welcome to our new podcast, Dr. Brooke Sheehan, Cornelia Stephanie here. And we are here on our new podcast that's called Truth Bombs and Coffee. Did you bring your coffee?
I did.
Yay. Truth Bombs and Coffee with Cornelia and Brooke. And we're here to talk about all things truth.
Yes. Amen to that, Cornelia.
Amen to that. So what's happening in your world? I think let's just talk about today's date. It's July 22nd. A master number. Number 22.
A master number. Yay. Love
it. It's a builder number. It's stepping into our mastery, which is what we on planet Earth are being asked to do. Mm-hmm. And not to give our power away to outside the outside world, and to really claim the power ourselves through our own internal investigations to find out what's really true for us.
That's right. It's like the third chakra, getting the third chakra activated and open and, you know, holding on to our power. Like you said, there is so much information out there that is not truthful. And we are here to help spread truth about what is going on, you know, the things that you may not be hearing. So what's going on in my world to answer that question? A lot of things. You know, we briefly spoke before we hit the live button, but, you know, have recently got my podcast, my own personal podcast up and going, which you've been a guest on, which has been a lot of fun. Most recent episode just dropped on Tuesday. For those of you who are interested in learning about why supplementation may or may not be good for you, and all the myths about supplementation, great podcast episode. It's one that I'm actually really proud of. It's a topic I'm very passionate about. So go check that out. It's the Body Talks podcast with Dr. Brooke.
On YouTube.
On YouTube, they can find it on my YouTube channel. They can find it, yeah,
You know, go to YouTube because it's up there. And then I saw that one, by the way, and I really loved it.
Good, thank you, Cornelia.
I you know, always watch everything that you put out, just because, you know, you are the exact person that is matching the new earth consciousness of self-healing, self-liberation, self-empowerment, and taking our physical body up into higher vibrational ways of living and being. And what you're doing with your, that's the work that you and I do together too, because I'm also your client, and you're also helping me let go of some of those old supplements that I really didn't need. Like, for instance, this morning we just talked about, do I need potassium? And you're like, no, you know, that's not something that you need yet. Right.
Yeah. Currently. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So.
Yeah. In the Body Talks podcast, Dr. Brooke Sheehan, go to YouTube, type that in, and definitely subscribe to Dr. Brooke's channel, because every time when she uploads a new podcast, which, by the way, we should probably take the videos that you and I are doing here and also upload those on your YouTube channel too, Brooke.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, definitely. Yeah. You know,
because that's really important too. People can subscribe to your channel and stay up with the current information that you're putting out, because it's all about alternative healing.
Yes. And not even necessarily alternative healing, but healing based on what your body is requiring or what your body is needing. And so, you know, one of the big premises and the values that I stand on in terms of healthcare is, you know, people have been so inundated with so much noise when it comes to what to eat, what, how to exercise, you know, how much to sleep, what to drink, to do all these things. And we kind of have this idea of like throwing things up against a wall and hoping something works, or we hear somebody say something in a book, a podcast, you know, some, you know, media doctor, whatever, talking about things. And this is why it's really important, you know, and we're going to be talking a lot about things that are happening, current events in the world, but it's very important to tune into you. It's very important to understand what your body is asking for. And, you know, I kind of dubbed myself the body whisperer. And so I kind of act as like an interpreter. Like, I speak the language of the body, not body language, but of the body, to be able to like say, hey, Cornelia, this is what your system is actually needing in this moment in time.
And what did you tell me during our last, let's, you know, since we're talking about this, because you were so excited.
I was so excited. So I have to say, Cornelia is one of my, one of my favorite patients to work with, because she's not really dealing with a lot of pain, so to speak. We're not dealing with, oh, my shoulder hurts, my neck hurts, you know, what, how can you help me with this? But she's already operating at a high vibrational like frequency. And so first off the bat, you know, starting with her, like if you go back and listen to podcast episode 4, I believe, Cornelia and I talk about her telehealth visit and what was revealed. And it was a lot of liver work we were doing to upregulate the liver. This last little session that we, or the last session that we had together, it showed up. Now she's moving into a higher vibrational thing, and she's moving into like a whole anti-aging ability. So I got really excited about that, because I'm just like, wow, like it's not very often for me that I'm working with patients that a person moves into those realms that quickly. So from a first session of dealing with liver stuff to going all the way into that realm, it was beautiful. So I look forward to continuing the work with her to see what new levels we reach.
Well, you know, what's really awesome about all of this is because this is also my belief system. And is, you know, that when we're processing our emotions and we return back to a neutral state of not reacting to the trauma. I hear that sound again.
It might be because my window's open.
Yep, it's the window. Can you go close it?
I'll be right back.
Okay. So the reason when Brooke was talking to me about, you know, that my body now is responding to the anti-aging realm, and that's because that's my belief system also. And I've been working for the last decade consciously with all the emotional trauma from my past, my own personal past, but also that of the collective. Because as we're going to talk today, we're going to go into the a little bit of the biological chemical warfare of COVID, and
AKA cauliflower,
right? AKA cauliflower. Yeah. We're going to go into that, and I'm going to be placing a link for you all, those of you that want to educate yourself and empower yourself, because if you're wondering where it all came from and what it's all about, research is right here. So you don't even have to go any further. Just have to listen to, I am going to play a little clip. But when I look at this whole thing about, you know, I was very consciously walking the spiral of the crimes of humanity over this last past, ever since, I want to say, I had to go around that one part in the spiral again, and I had to look at these horrible, horrible, horrible things again. And I had already been looking and feeling and processing and releasing all these, you know, horrible things that have been going on this planet for a long, long time, that have all been about the money, that have all been about all these horrible crimes that have happened. Yeah. And when I had to go back through that part again, my physical body took a hit, because everything has to move through the body. Everything, it all has to move through the body, which is why your work is so important. Which is my work is so important. I mean, I wrote this book, you know, published this book in 2014, How I Healed My Body and My Life with the Power of My Emotions. Because if, you know, your body is made of 80% water up to, and if you, it's emotion. And so there's that, but it's not just your emotion, it's also the collective emotion that we are exposed to when we are witnessing some of the horrible crimes that have been going on. And I'm talking about children being trafficked. I'm talking about you know, the lies and the manipulations that have been going on this planet for a very, very long time. All these things that have been hidden from us. This is Truth Bombs and Coffee with Cornelia and Brooke, right? All these lies that have been hidden from us that are now coming, that are now being disclosed. And that's why we want to courageously come out here to show you our hearts, that everything from unconditional love, from deep values of truth and freedom, living in our truth and in our freedom, and about what we're having to deal with as a society that is building the new earth, co-creating the new earth together. But mm-hmm. we can't do it from a place of victimhood. We have to do it from a place of empowerment and truth.
Mm-hmm. Amen. So spot on, Cornelia. I don't know that I have anything particular to add to that, but it's, you know, it's exactly what we're doing here. It's what we mentioned also in the last episode, is just really sharing our hearts from a place of not, you know, it's so easy. And you and I both, you know, have agreed that, you know, so much of us want to just kind of come bursting out and just, you know, yell with the microphone and it's all burning down, guys, open your eyes, you know. And it's so easy to want to do that because of what we know to be, you know, embodied in our truth. But there, we also have to be like, realize that there is, you know, that part of the population that is kind of trying to figure out their decisions. They're not so much this way or so much this way, but they're kind of waiting in that middle ground. And so, you know, we hope to help really kind of peel back the layers and show you what you may not have been, you know, prone to seeing through mainstream media and the other like.
The mainstream media, that's also the part, you know, that's where I get really passionate, because the mainstream media is the part, you know, it's like my parents don't see what you and I see because we're working online and we have resources mm-hmm. That we have access to resources of things that you and I can do and find out that is not being told on the mainstream media. Which is right. why I created the Cornelia Stephanie Media Group, which is why I work with the entrepreneurs such as yourself to empower each person as a small business owner, as an mm-hmm. entrepreneur, as a coach, as a healer, as a therapist, or whatever it is that you're doing, that you become the media and that yes. you basically share your gift and your wisdom from your perspective so that you can help the people that you're helping. That's yep. basically what it is, because yep. we are on the way to build an enlightened society, because that's part of what we're doing. And that's like super exciting. You know,
it I is.
Worked from last time. And that is, you know, because again, it's important that we know when we're throwing out labels, that we know exactly the meaning of the words. And so mm-hmm. last 2 weeks ago, which by the way, if you're going to go to look for us on YouTube, you can find Cornelia Stephanie and you can find the latest podcast that Dr. Brooke and I did mm-hmm. on my YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. And please subscribe to that channel as well and share this video with all the people that you want to help inspire and empower, especially if you're feeling resistance to the mainstream. Because if you're yes. feeling like that inner fire that's burning, and you're like, oh my God, what these two ladies are talking about, I'm like getting really hot about it. And they're definitely speaking my language. In the video below, I'm going to be putting several links for you today for you to take a look and see about how long COVID has been around since 1999, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But if you when you're looking at the YouTube, go to the YouTube and subscribe to Cornelia Stephanie. Share the video with everyone. But two things I wanted to bring back about labels:
mm-hmm.
conspiracy. The meaning. What is the meaning of conspiracy? Do you remember, Brooke, exactly what it was? Do you remember?
I don't know.
Okay, this is why That's why we're going to do it.
I love it. Okay. I remember where it stemmed from.
Okay.
I can share that part, but you share that other end.
That's the reason why I couldn't remember either. Mm-hmm. Do you see mm-hmm. how it is? Do you see how important it is that we know the definition mm-hmm. of the words before we mm-hmm. start confusing people, mm-hmm. things, mm-hmm. just throwing labels right. around, right? So,
right.
What is the definition of conspiracy? So the definition of conspiracy is a secret plan by a group to do something harmful.
Yeah.
We could take that conspiracy and we could, once we're done with this podcast today, and once you're going to watch a video that I'm inviting you to watch, I'm going to invite you to use the word conspiracy to the plan of that was already in plan for a long time ago.
Yes. Yes.
You feel me? You understand what I'm talking about?
Yes. I absolutely understand. And it, I mean, we're talking about cauliflower today because that's what's going on in the world. But there's been long, like Cornelia mentioned before, crimes against humanity. This has been going on for decades, you know, beyond just what we're going to be talking about that happened within the last two decades. And I know that that's shocking to some because it's information that we're hearing about now. And there's a lot of fear mongering around it. But keep in mind, this is also, what would that be, like 22 years old?
Yep.
1999.
Yeah. You know, and the guy that the beautiful man that is the, you know, a lawyer that is telling the story, because he's a professional, a patent lawyer.
Yes.
He's credible, you know, a patent lawyer. And he talked about that and he gives us all the stats. And if you really want the stats, and basically just listen to the video with an open curiosity and just like, wow.
Yeah.
And then, you know, be your own, see how it feels for you. But basically that's that. But every time when I listen to that video, I'm going to play a clip for us here in a few minutes. Okay.
Okay. Can I just jump in and say one thing? Cause you had said to the viewers and the listeners to just open or watch it with an open mind. I just want to add to what Cornelia said, and just, when you're watching with an open mind, like also kind of allow the same processing to move through your head of what does this guy have to gain by saying what he's saying, if anything, okay? Because understand that there's a lot of things being spewed at us for a huge gain for them, right? For the players that be. This guy has nothing to gain. I'm not just saying that. Cornelia is not just saying that, but I want you to understand, have that at least that framework. What does this guy have to gain by sharing this information? Because he's putting his entire career on the line. There are so many people, so many prominent people that have put their entire careers on the line to be outspoken about this and have been shunned as a result.
Yeah. And that's why we want to talk about it. And since you said that so beautifully, Brooke, I would like to invite the audience to also look at why this is not being shown on the mainstream media. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Because if it truly is news, if it truly is news and journalism, and if it's truly here to help the people, then why is it that it's not being shown on our mainstream media? And I could name them all what they are. You know, I'd love to just do that right now. It's like, but we have to be careful,
right?
Because if I say certain things, then that's not okay, which is, that's alarming. And it's not right there, right? So coming back to why is this not being shown? So because here's the thing, I have to now take this video, Brooke, and I actually have to take it with my computer and go over to my parents' house and sit there with them while I play this for them, because they're not going to see it any other way. Well, this is our media. This is what is shown in our media. And I've always been a non-traditional way of going, because when I started waking up back in the day, I felt like, oh my God, you know, the reason why I wanted to commit suicide so many times, because I felt like the leadership on this planet was leading me to hit a brick wall, and I need find a new and improved way out of this, and you know, realize that, oh, I didn't come here to fit into the old world. I came here so that I can, you know, build a new world with all the people that are ready, the miracle workers that are here to build the new earth together. And that's why I'm here. And so so we're talking about alternative healing, we're talking about alternative media, we're talking about, you know, all of these things. Going back to, now that we know that a conspiracy is a secret plan by a group of people that want to do harm, we know that. And every time when we do this podcast, I'm going to bring it up until it's really clear for us.
Yes.
We can really remember what those words are.
Right.
Let's talk about what is a theory. A theory is a conversation about a subject setting a framework to explain something.
Yeah.
That's what a theory means. So right. When you're watching the video and you're watching that, you know, that's a theory that is being shared by a framework that is set to explain something. It's perfect. It's really
it's so perfect. So well articulated too.
Yeah, so well articulated. So do you want me to now share? Like, I don't know if, you know, because I don't know how it's going to work, Brooke, but do you want me to try? I have like a part where that I looked at and I thought this would be good to play because I'm not going to share the video. I'm only going to share the sound.
The audio? Yeah, share it. I think I'll let you know if for some reason I'm unable to hear it, which means they would be unable to hear it, but we'll see.
Okay.
Let's see.
So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and press play, and then you can, let's see, because let me see. How will you let me know? Just right away, chime in saying yes, you can hear it.
And by 2016, the paper that was funded during the gain-of-function moratorium that said that the SARS coronavirus was poised for human emergence, written by none other than Ralph Baric, was not only poised for human emergence, but it was patented for commercial exploitation 73 times.
Ralph Baric, I think I saw a video clip with him giving a speech in which he explicitly told the audience that you can make a lot of money with this.
Yes, you can. And he has made a lot of money doing this.
Oh.
So for those who want to live in the illusion that somehow or another that's the end of the story, be prepared for a greater disappointment, because somebody knew something in 2015 and 2016 which gave rise to my favorite quote of this entire pandemic. And by that, I'm not being cute. My favorite quote of this pandemic was a statement made in 2015 by Peter Daszak. The statement that was made by Peter Daszak in 2015, reported in the National Academies of Press publication, February 12th, 2016, and I'm quoting, "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process," end quote.
That's quite shocking because I thought that...
Let me just read that again, just because I don't know if I might get lost in translation. So let me just go ahead and read it slowly.
Yeah.
And as Americans love to do when speaking to a multilingual audience, maybe I should say it louder. I won't. "We need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process," end quote.
I'm going to stop it there because I think that was enough to get people's attention. What do you think?
I agree. It's a mic drop moment.
It's a truth bomb.
It's such a bomb. That is such a bomb.
You know, and that's why you and I are here, because we want to be able to use our freedom of speech, the freedom of speech that we all have, that we came here, that we can, you know, that we can share our truth, that we can invite people to take a look. Because if this is not being shown on the mainstream media, I ask you why. Mm-hmm. Why is that not being shown when, you know, we have access to being able to share information with people by the drop of a hat?
Well, to quickly answer you in the opposite opinion, is the reason why it's not shown is what he quoted in that quote right there. His favorite pandemic quote. It's funny to hear somebody say this is my favorite pandemic quote of all time. He even acknowledged how funny it is to say that. But that was also written February 2016 or 2015, 6 years ago, February 2015, 6 years ago. They knew they were going to control the media. They were going to control the narrative around it. So to answer your question, Cornelio, why isn't that being shown? Because that goes against the narrative that they want out there, because there's no money to be made if few people get the violet flower. I don't know what to say.
The violet flame.
Yes. The violet flame. To get the, you know, there's no money to be made. And when you have, you know, an agenda that you're working to, I mean, you and I are business owners. You and I are business owners. Think about what it's like if the government was to mandate and say, you know what, every single American needs to get under your care as a Dr. Brooke and under Cornelia's care for emotional support and spiritual healing and all this kind of work. Imagine that. You know, of course, oh my gosh, what a gift. But that is completely opposite the narrative, because it's not about getting people healthy or well emotionally to build a better generation of people, but it's about really controlling what happens and using nanotechnology. We don't even know, you know, long-term study effects of what can happen with this nanotechnology, and people are just willingly going there. You know, and I don't mean to get on a tangent, but I think it's very interesting that you get a lot of these families that are, you know, very, you know, meticulous about looking at all the labels on the foods that they eat and, you know, doing all these things and the ingredients that they use in their skincare. And yet they don't even have the same realization to like look at what is going inside their body. They just line up. They line up like cattle. They line up like sheep, and they're ready for it. And they think that they're doing their part because that is what they have been led to believe.
First of all, I love all of that. Just like the video that you talked about, you know, when you're going in the supermarket and you're looking at the beautiful display of all of the vitamins and everything, all the things. And basically, because the programming from the commercials the night before, we're talking about this vitamin and that vitamin, mm-hmm. and this vitamin and that vitamin, all boom, 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 connect the dots. And then the next day you go and you do this. And to just keep toxing and toxing and toxing, not even realizing that you may not need this. But that's one thing. But right. You know, it's like when you said the people don't connect the dots when it came to this, because I just spoke to someone about this yesterday. Here's what she told me. She told me that she intuitively knew not to. But someone close family member of hers, like, reminded her, you really should do this. You really should. You have children. You really should do this. So that manipulation, that, you know, that whole thing. But I want to bring it back to the intuitive, because, you know, intuitively, when you're connected to your own internal guidance, like I am, you know, like Dr. Brooke is, like Brooke is, you know, you start, you know, listening to your own internal guidance where you're listening, you know, there was never not one part of my being, never not one part from the moment it was announced to the moment, never not one part that had me thinking, feeling that that's what I need to do. There was never not one part. So to me, right, that's just.
I'm right there with you. I'm like, yes, that was my same thought, the same exact thought. Like,
the whole part about, you know, when, you know, because then this, we want to bring it back to, where are you being guided? How are you being guided by your own internal nature, or are you following the programming? And mm-hmm. here's the thing, the beautiful thing, that if you have followed the programming for whatever it is, where everybody said, we have to do this, we have to do this, we have to do this, it's okay, you know, now to say, wow, I didn't realize how I was asleep to this to this way of being, and that, wow, it's okay, I forgive myself and I forgive, but now I'm not going to do this anymore because I didn't realize this. And mm-hmm. that is okay. And this is what I want to say. This is what unconditional love is all about. It's like, yes, once you have that realization, oh, I was following the sheep, all the sheep that were going that direction. And right. I internally may have felt like, no, I don't want to do this. But then I was either strong-armed into it or guilted into it or manipulated into it. And that's really not serving me anymore. And mm-hmm. now I make a new choice.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, you said so much there. And I mean, just like you mentioned people, you know, at least having a change of thought around, you know, okay, I've done this. This is, you know, intuitively I went against myself based on the general public and the pressure. But, you know, then coming back to yourself and realizing, you know, okay, like, you know, I made a mistake for my being. Like I made a mistake to myself. And you have to forgive yourself for that, because again, if you hang on to those negative or that, oh my God, what did I do? What did I do? What do I do? You're creating more trauma inside the body. And, you know, Cornelia and I had talked about this quite a bit, is the body is hanging on to stuff that you may not even consciously be aware of, yet it's tucked deep down into those crevices and it's causing havoc on your entire system. So if you are the person that Cornelia just spoke about, forgive yourself. First and foremost, you need to forgive yourself. And then you then can become a beacon of light for another person in their world to kind of share with them, you know, if they're on the fence, if they intuitively know that they don't want to do it, but they don't want to be pressured, you share your story. It's through story that we get to, you know, touch and experience different things in life.
What about, you know, as soon as you were talking, right away, you know what I was thinking about is we're talking about immune systems.
Yes. Yes. So,
I mean, you as a doctor very well, in order to have a really strong immune system, you have to feel good in the body.
Absolutely.
You have to have low cortisol. You have to, you know, you have to really feel good in the body. You have to feel good. You have to feel light. You have to feel good. And most people don't have that feeling in the body because they're so programmed by the fear, which is causing so much stress, which is then causing a prescription, which is then downward spiral.
And you hit on something so key right there. Is it, again, you know, it's okay, you're doing things to assault your immune system, and your fear and all this stuff is really bearing you down. High levels of cortisol, which is the stress hormone, for anybody who may not be familiar, the stress hormone cortisol, really elevated, you know, in today's culture, in today's, you know, population. But when you have a sense of who you are, when you are connected to your being, you no longer seek answers outside of yourself, like, period. You no longer seek, like, there's answers that can be given by practitioners that are working with the energetics of the body and dealing with all of this stuff myself. Like, this is the work that I do. These are the answers that I can provide people, but it's not providing people answers that, you know, are like Cornelia was saying, like, oh, well, your cortisol levels are high, we need to put you on this prescription, or your sugar is this, you're pre-diabetic, you need to go on this. Like,
you know what I love about having a session with you is you're my partner. You're my partner that I can talk things out with. Like, and you have the wisdom to be able to the wisdom, hey Cornelia, what about this, and then the techniques and everything that you use. So this, you're my partner, you're my advocate, you're my advocate for my healthcare and my well-being.
But Cornelia is empowered in her health as well to recognize, hey, this is an extra added piece, versus looking to me to be the end all be all and give her all the answers she needs. And that, I think, is the fallacy of the medical profession, is a lot of people think that they don't have the power to do for themselves. And they look at a white coat or they look at somebody to say something to them. Oh, well, you just need, you are deficient in this prescription. When in reality, they're not deficient in that prescription. They're deficient in lifestyle changes or lifestyle choices. They're deficient in certain supplementations that their body might need. They're, you know, deficient in some of their emotional, mental thought process. That's where it is. And so when people kind of learn to come back to like trust their own innateness, the own, like if a doctor says something that doesn't sit right with you, why are we, you know, there's a reason we have that gut instinct. Like that is inbred in all of us. We all have the gut instinct.
Yeah, like my person. Exactly. Yeah. The person that said intuitively, I knew this. It was that gut that she didn't listen to. And she overrid it. And it's okay because she can look back at it now and say that. But you know, and say, yeah, I knew this then. And, you know, and make better choices now. Mm-hmm. The part is that the reason why it was a no-brainer for me, the reason why I never had any part of my being saying, I need to go do this.
Yeah.
Because for the longest time, my belief system has been and is that my body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal. Mm-hmm. I don't have to think about that. That's a belief that I programmed into my subconscious mind when I took responsibility of my own healing.
Right.
So I'm like, yeah, I believe that. And that's why the anti-aging and all, it's all matching. Yes. It's all part of, you know, the body has the ability to self-regenerate and self-heal. And also when this whole V came out, I right away started talking to my cells and my cellular intelligence in my body. And I said, we will not be a host for this party.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love that. I love that.
We will not be a host. Like basically, you know, I don't want to host a party in my house.
Yes. Yeah. Right. You're not welcome here.
You're not. This is not. I don't need this lesson to learn something.
Yeah. Yeah.
In like I've given my power away to this. No, because I know who I am.
Yeah.
And
this,
you know, and it's like I'm not going to devalue myself all of a sudden because everyone is talking about this and saying this. No, I'm solid. I'm solid. Right. All the time I can go back in and say, what's your guidance?
Right.
And I was never guided any other way. So that tells you.
And it's interesting because I didn't know that you had these conversations with yourself about it. You know, we've like gotten to know each other, over the last like 7-8 months. And we've been developing these conversations as we're going. And it's been that, I think that is so fascinating because for me, while I didn't have those like very direct conversations, like you're not allowed to come to this party, you're not allowed in my house, there was never any energy for me around it whatsoever. Because, you know, over the years I've gone through, this is not the first time that there's been a crime against humanity. There's been multiple offenses, even in just my lifetime over the last 37 years. But, you know, over the last maybe 14, 15 years, I started having like my eyes open to different things that are happening. If we want to use the C word, you know, the conspiracy word, like by all means, it is what it is. Again, I shared a little story about how the CIA was actually the originator of that word, because there was stuff going on within the government that people started going, whoa, this is not okay, in the 1960s. And as a way to really demoralize those people that were free thinking, that thought beyond that, they tried to use this negative connotation for, oh, well, they're just this, right? But anyways, over that, like, you know, the last 15 years or so, you know, constantly getting my, you know, old belief patterns like changed and ripped apart and going, oh my gosh, this is not what I've been led to believe as a child growing up. this is crazy. It was almost like I could see so clearly through all the smoke when all of the cauliflower stuff started coming out. And I'm like, this is not a 2-week thing. This is not a 2-week period. A 2-week period of stay in your house, do this, do that. 2 weeks, we're going to, you know, flatten the curve. Here we are, July 22nd, 2021. And we are still in that same narrative where people are now talking about possibly putting everything back on because God forbid you breathe on someone or you sneeze or something and go back in your houses. But the good news is we've done that. A lot of people are awake and there's not a lot of people going back to that.
There's so many people, you know, there's so many people, Brooke, that are awake that there's people like even people that I didn't think that were like are like coming out and saying there's no way, you know, everybody. Yeah. So it's kind of cool. But because the mainstream, they can't talk about it there freely and openly the way that, you know, so people are hiding in secret clubs and all of these things, you know, I mean, and we, as women, as healers, you know, we've been hiding in secret clubs, you know, as, you know, it, you know, going, stepping back into our power, speaking our truth so that we don't develop cancer and all these other things, you know, because of emotional suppression. But I just want to say that I really appreciate that we're doing this and I appreciate the audience listening and tuning in. And we want to invite those of you professionals. Wow, there's an ambulance. Hopefully, everybody's going. Everybody's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That if you want to have a discussion with us on these type of topics, feel free to, you know, contact Brooke or myself. We're available on social media. You can reach us out there, or you can email me at radio@corneliastephanie.com. And you can say, hey, I want to talk to you about this. And then we can have a discussion about you joining our roundtable here. We're really looking forward to, you know, empowering and educating. Brooke has a young daughter. How old is your daughter? 10?
Yeah, 10 years old.
She just turned 10, right? Because she just turned 10. And so, you know, if I had any grandchildren, if I had any, but see, it doesn't matter because all the children in the world are our children. So this is who we're doing this for. You know, we have a big, huge mess to clean up. And we have to leave the world in a better place than we found it. It's our responsibility. It's our oath and honor as integrous beings to make this world a better place. And we are an evolved human consciousness that is awakening to our true power. And so we have to do it. We have no choice. That's why we came.
Yep. Yep. Right.
Can I say amen on that one?
Amen. Amen. Yeah, for sure. So why we're here. It's part, it's the work that, like, just like Cornelia said, it's the work that we have to do. And, you know, having a child who's 10 years old and living in a world like this, it's like, I feel like I've done an amazing job in instilling a sense of empowerment within her. And we've never over the course of any of this crazy cauliflower stuff going on, have we ever had any fear factors about it. You know, we work together on, you know, empowering her immune system and creating, you know, ways, you know, to keep her health really strong. And so I think that I've been doing a good service to my daughter, but I feel very heartbroken for those children that are being fed the fear and the anxiety and the, you know, like, you can't see your friends and you can't do this and you can't do that and cover your face. And, you know, this is very detrimental for developing minds who don't have the frontal cortex of their brain fully developed. So they don't understand how to take something from that amygdala, that fear response, that thing that's going to, they call it an amygdala hijacking. When you go through that fear response and you can't shut it off, those small minds cannot shut that hijacking off. So that amygdala, that lizard reptilian brain, is like running like fear, 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 fear. And they don't have a way of processing it. And so, you know, if I'm able to to help even just one parent at a time, one person at a time, begin to feel empowered about what they're, you know, doing, what they're doing about their health, what they're doing about their entire being, then I know that that's going to have a ripple effect with the children as well. And so I just, it's just so heartbreaking sometimes for me.
I bet as a mother, you know, but that's one of the reasons when you became a mother, I remember the story that you told about, you know, that, wow, because you were examining your own behaviors and your own belief systems and your own things. That's why you went to become a doctor and do all of these things, because you wanted to make sure that you're what you were instilling in your child, the beliefs and everything that you were instilling in your child, that was really what was going to set her up for a foundation, a life that was really going to assist her in thriving and empowerment and truth and all of these things. That's what you're doing, Brooke, right?
Yep, that's true. Very true.
I admire that. That's why I always say, you know, if I had a daughter, I would want her to be like you. I would. You know, you're such a beautiful, empowering woman in so many ways. And I really appreciate that. In a sense, you are my daughter, and then at the same time, you are a friend, and you're my. If you were my daughter, I would want to have you help me exactly the way you're doing. And you know, so this is just, it's so fun. It's so fun to be alive and to be in your thriving and to be in your empowerment. That is the energy that we want. And that is the energy we want to ripple out.
Yes. Amen. Right? Amen.
So. Amen. That's a wonderful episode. This is only our second episode. I'm going to put some of the links below. I want you guys to watch that video. You know, let us know what you thought of it. And if you need to reach out to either Brooke or I, you know, for resources, we are here for you, because this isn't just trying to throw information at you to, you know, just use it with an open mind and be curious. And here's to, cheers to your wealth and your health, well-being.
Yay.
So we'll see you again next time. Thanks, everyone. Bye, Brooke.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.